Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. I'm zooming in here from lovely Auburn, where another hot day. And Rosalie's zooming in from L.A., and yeah, we're just talking off camera a little bit, off camera. So we're on camera, but you guys are in the radio world. So we're zooming together. So we see each other. We're not putting the videos up anymore, are we? We did for a little while, but no one was really watching them. So
no, I think people get annoyed watching people just sit and talk. Like if you're talking to me about how to build like a bee house and you're just, we're just looking at each other talking
just
about
chatting.
It.
Yeah.
It just kind of seems like it doesn't
play
doesn't
well
really work on video. Yeah. Just doesn't work. And then, you know, some people would argue that we have faces for radio, not video. So I mean, whatever, take it any way you want, take it any way you want.
So yeah, we're chatting it up, and yeah, so we are zooming. So, and yeah, it's warm. It's going to be like 90 degrees here or something like that. 91 degrees today. It's Wednesday today. So
is it really? Okay.
Yeah, it was snowing last Tuesday. So or Tuesday before last. So yeah,
I figure. No, I don't. Yeah.
It's that time of year.
It's interesting that you're going to have a hot spell, because the last couple of days, I had some heat over the weekend, and I have a funny story about that, of course, but that involves my dog. But it's the last 2 days have been kind of overcast, a little breezy, kind of chilly, like right now it's 65.
Wow.
And I'm okay with that. I don't know
65 is a nice temperature.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware, I still have sunburned feet. My feet haven't recovered from when I went to Texas, so I'm still freaking out about it getting too hot. But can we just talk for a second about the heat and dogs? Okay. So you know me, I'm like, I'll fall for just about any gadget that has to do with like making life easier when it comes to certain things. So I got caught up in a downward spiral on the internet about your dog.
Not a downward dog, but a downward spiral.
No, but it didn't involve the dog. The pads on the feet, right? And
right.
So I live in the city. There's I'm primarily walking the dog on sidewalk. And so
an asphalt, which gets really hot.
I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be a really good pet owner for the first time in my life. And I'm going to get him some booties. So, and I know he's going to be mad and he's going to try to chew them off the first couple of times, but we're doing this. So I watch a little video on how to, how to measure your dogs.
Train them or get them used to it? Or,
no.
Just how to put them on.
That part is going to come on its own. You're just going to wrestle the 100-pound dog. No, you have to measure. You have to measure your dog's feet in a specific manner,
right?
Because the effective pricey, because I have to buy the pricey ones. They are hard bottom, right? So they're. Okay. So there's not a lot of give, and so. Yeah. I measured the dog's foot about 4 or 5 times. And I don't know. I missed a part. So when booties came over the weekend, I was like, yay, we can go on a long walk. And I went to put him on his feet. And it was like, I wish I got a video of this, because besides him prancing around and looking ridiculous and just not figuring out how to walk, these things were flying off his feet because they were probably like half an inch too short. So he wasn't even all the way in them. So he's walking and he's flinging them. And
falling out.
Like, yeah. I was like, all right. So those have gone back. And I think I'm going to visit the pet store now and see if I can't get some soft bottom booties for the dog. Right.
Just something to put them on. Yeah. We tried those for snow and it didn't quite work out.
I don't know. Pets.
I got a pet one too. So we went to San Francisco this weekend and stayed out at the wharf. We had we just wanted to go down to visit family, but we're like, hey, we had some extra credit card points, and we were able to stay at this really nice hotel on the wharf, and we were able to bring our dogs, so it was dog friendly. So we didn't have a dog sitter this weekend, so we're like, let's just find a place we can bring the dogs. And our little dog, who is 15 now,
is he that
he almost
old?
Stopped. He's getting old. I know. Grissom's like 15 or 16 years old. He's getting old, and you know, he can't hear very well. He can't see very well. He's missing half his teeth. He almost died last year because he got We had trimmed some azaleas and he got some stuck on his mouth and ended up ingesting them and went blind and like he almost died. It was kind of scary. Now, you know, now the azaleas are fenced off, obviously, but live and learn, unfortunately. But he was doing some long walks, but we're used to him. He can usually only go about 1 mile now. And we used to be able to take him for, you know, 10 mile hikes, no problem. He'd be running circles around us. Now he'll do about 1 mile, but he was able to do 2 4-mile hikes and still do it. But we bring his backpack. So the day we left after those 2 4-mile hikes, which were two miles each, right, where we do 2 miles and hang out and have coffee or whatever, have a meal and then walk back. So it gave him time to rest. So he's able to do it. But on the day we left, so after those 2 days of him walking so much, he's on the couch and we go to put his leash on. He doesn't even raise his head. He opens his eyes, but doesn't even raise his head. He just looks at us. So we had to put him in the backpack just to get him out of the hotel because he wasn't even moving. He was just dead to the world. It's like, all right, you are getting old. We thought you were doing so great, but I guess we pushed you a little too hard.
It's a good thing you had the backpack, although he's not very big. So if you had to, you could have just...
No, he's tiny. He's only 12 pounds or something, 15 pounds. So
yeah. You could have bundled them like a little burrito. Can you imagine me trying to bundle Theo up and carry him through?
No.
Oh my God.
They do make a sling for the big dogs. And
I don't,
yeah,
look.
Don't need that for Dougal, but yeah, you don't need it.
I'm going to need to do like probably a lot of serious working out before I consider putting that. I mean, I'd be carrying 100 pounds.
It's like psycho. Carrying a friend on your shoulders.
God. Yeah. I'll help you get in trouble, but don't ask me to piggyback you. I mean, yeah. So I've got to get into the, with the warmer weather, it's a reminder. Yeah. I need to, I know who I should call though. You know, we have a mutual friend, Andy Wright. He's got his dog goes everywhere with them. And I bet you he can tell me exactly what gear to get. So now I'm making a mental note, give him a call, see what his dog is using.
Callie,
I think it is. Yeah. Super cute dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my big adventure is I've got to get dog booties before the weather turns hot. So that's,
but I did see something. I was kind of shocked, like 77 degrees and sunny and asphalt will be like 100. The asphalt will be like 130, 140 degrees. So that's, you know, and then it hits 90, no issues at all right in LA and here. And then can only imagine what the pavement's like. I always touch it just to kind of get an idea because I have burnt our dog's feet before not knowing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, I mean, I just, the older I get, you know, I'm like, I should probably try to be a little more responsible. So my first try didn't go very well. But I'm going to see if I can find the right boots.
I hate this adulting stuff where you have to be responsible and take care of people and things and creatures. And,
I'm kind of late to the game if you didn't know.
Yeah. my wife keeps saying, like, I'm not remembering things as well as I used to. I'm like, yeah, cause we have to think about so many more people now as we get older. I'm sticking with that. That's the story I'm sticking with. It's not cause I'm getting older and losing my mind. It's because I have to think about more and I've got a finite amount of gray matter. So. Yeah.
I know that to be true. And that's why I know when I need something from you, what I do is I do, okay, if I can't reach him this way, send a quick text, like pull him out of his fog I just need your brain for 30 seconds. Okay, good. Moving on.
I think he called me twice yesterday. I never picked it up. Yeah, I was bad.
I know.
I wasn't answering many phone calls yesterday. It was crazy.
I know.
Anyway,
good
so
to be
you
busy.
Gave me a list of stuff to do, to go over, which I think is great. So it's a list of, it's not so much DIY, but it can actually, I'll make it kind of DIY, but this is mainly a checklist for when you're buying a home and things to inspect. Yes, people are still buying homes. I know, you know, there's not a lot of homes on the market. And when they do come on the market, they tend to go pretty fast. So these are some things that you should check out on the plumbing side, or at least have your inspector, make sure your inspector checks these things out. And I got a couple other tips in here that you should have a plumber check out because there's some pretty expensive problems that.
Well,
you can
let me just say that as a segue into adulting and stuff like that. So, you know, I've bought a couple of homes, you've bought homes before. And the one thing that depending on where you live, and I know that all 12 of our listeners are all probably in Grass Valley or Auburn areas, but you know this because you have dealt with property in the Midwest, but sometimes, like for me, when I bought my house, they had turned the water off because the house was, you know, was unoccupied for
vacant.
A little bit of time.
Yep.
So we actually had to, It was a trip. We had to actually put in something in our basement. We had to do it, not the water company. So the thing is, you couldn't, so none of the inspections could tell us what the PSI. Yeah, right. Nothing. It wouldn't matter because I couldn't tell you if I had water. I didn't have any water. So it, but most places I think people live.
Most places. I mean, you bought, and that was an interesting purchase because that was a foreclosure.
It was a HUD. It was a HUD property. You know.
Yeah. So they've got their own whole set of rules. Yeah, like to buy a house now, you know, to get financing, you'll need water. I mean, you couldn't even get financing for that thing. You had to pay cash. Yeah, you'll need water, foundation, all that stuff, heat. Those sort of things.
It's so funny to think about that. Like, yeah, when you say it like that, I'm like, oh my God, what was I doing? Jesus. But you know,
a good idea at the time.
You can buy anything over the internet and the house is still standing. So, and it's gone up in value. So
appreciated quite a bit. Yeah.
It has.
I mean, it's appreciated 10X, right? I mean,
it's hasn't appreciate. Yeah. How does it, hasn't made my life any easier, but it has appreciated.
Right. No, nothing, but quite the opposite, I should say.
Right, exactly. So moving on to the next, what did you say we were talking about?
So buying a house. So the first one is toilets. Now this is something that is seemingly simple. And yeah, I mean, you want to make sure the toilet's actually flush. You want to make sure that you don't have any leaks around the toilet and, you know, make sure the inspector's looking around the toilet. But one of the things that I find that is a good DIY thing and a good thing to know is, and not all home inspectors are going to check this. The majority of them will, but it's one of the things that you kind of miss is literally grabbing one side of the toilet, you know, straddle the toilet, the bowl, and grab where the toilet seat sits or is mounted. And there's a piece of porcelain there and literally try rocking the toilet back and forth. One of the reasons why you want to do this is if the toilet moves at all, it means that A, it could be a cracked flange is what actually holds the toilet to the ground and to the plumbing, or B, a bolt could have broken. What that tells me is when I do it, and this is something you can do at your own home, the way we set a toilet, the seal that is made between the toilet and the plumbing is wax. It's literally wax. Wax compresses really well and holds its body, but it doesn't have a memory. It won't come back like styrofoam. So once it's compressed, so if the toilet's rocking at all, it'll compress both sides. And now you got a leak. And I can't tell you how many times we pulled toilets and found that it's been leaking because it was rocking and the floor is all rotted out and the framing's all rotted out. We got to get a carpenter in and do this huge job of, you know, pulling the floor, pulling floor joists and rebuilding the entire area, new flooring, the whole bit. So it's definitely something you want to check. And it could be just a minor little movement because of the fact that wax compresses and doesn't have a memory. It doesn't take much. And if that thing's been used while it's rocking for any length of time, water's going to go through there and rot out the wood and do some serious damage, plus mold and all that other stuff. Not fun. And it's, you know, funky water. It's not drinking water. It's sewage. So yeah, definitely check to make sure the toilet's not rocking. The other thing you could check is simply throw some food coloring in the toilet, give it about half an hour and go back and see if there's any coloring in the bowl. Excuse me, put food coloring in the tank and then come back in about half an hour and see if there's any of that food coloring that's made into the bowl. That'll tell you if the flapper is not functioning or leaking. So those are some good ones.
And realtors love that when you do that. Realtors love that when you go to an open house and then you bring your food coloring.
Start
you
dropping put it- food coloring. Don't use yellow. Use blue.
Yeah. I'm sure the realtor would be very happy.
Well, I mean, if you're doing the inspection anyway, yeah. As you're walking through and if your home inspector's not doing that, have them do that. One of the things that is on the bottom, but I'm about to say it now. When you're purchasing a house, you want to know about these problems before you actually sign on the dotted line. Because once you take ownership of that property, those plumbing problems are yours. So you want to catch them early so that you can negotiate and maybe have the owner take care of it before you take purchase of the house or take some money off the job, take some money off the table so that you can make those repairs. So yeah, as you shake your head and that's
my head's about to fall off. Like you have no idea. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. We've all done it. I mean, I've done it. I the last house we bought, I didn't even have a home inspector. I did my own home inspection and I missed a bunch of stuff because I'm not a really good inspector. I missed a bunch of dry rot, but oh well, it was a good price. Shower. You want to make sure you check all the showers, make sure the shower heads are functioning. It's a pretty cheap job. So if they're not functioning too well, you can just replace the shower head. You know, they'll cost you can do it. That's a DIY thing for most people. And it'll cost you know, $25 to $150, depending on what kind of shower head you get. But you also want to make sure the drain's working. You want to go underneath and make sure it's not leaking. Especially with the fiberglass or plastic shower pans, those things are pretty flexible. So when they were installed, if somebody didn't put any concrete or styrofoam or something underneath those things, it'll flex and it can cause leaks. So you want to check on it. And we've seen a lot of those where they just were poorly installed and it'll last, you know, 5 or 10 years and it starts leaking. But to fix that, a lot of times it means ripping it out. So it's not a cheap job, you know. Faucets and sinks, you want to make sure all the faucets are working and the sinks are draining. And you want to make sure that the emergency stops actually function. So turn those emergency stops off. And those emergency stops are the angle stops, if you will, is a trade name for them. Those are the things that turn the water off to the fixture. And in the state of California, there has to be an emergency shutoff within 3 feet of the fixture that's readily accessible, meaning behind a door or accessible open. So, and the reason we have those is so you can turn the water off to the faucet if it starts to leak or if it starts to flood, then you don't have to turn the whole building off. So you really want to make sure those emergency shutoffs work. And then, you know, make sure turn the water on and off a couple of times and make sure it doesn't drip. And check the drains, make sure they're draining properly. Kitchen sink disposer, make sure, you know, same thing like you did in the bathroom, make sure the faucet's working, make sure the angle stops are working. Check the disposer, make sure it's functioning, make sure it's not leaking. Those are pretty, and you know, I've gone to homes brand new that, you know, have a jammed disposer and you just want to catch that first. So have them take care of that before you purchase it. Water heater, now this is the big one, or one of the big ones, the real big ones next. But water heaters, in the state of California, to change title, you have to have an earthquake strap on it. And so you got to make sure that thing is earthquake strapped. Your mortgage broker is going to catch, or your realtor is going to catch that. They're pretty on it, but make sure it's strapped. The other thing that a lot of people don't realize but most people that listen to the show realize, water heaters, tank type water heaters generally last about 8 to 10 years. A gas tank water heater will generally last 8 to 10 years. On the water heater itself, you're going to find the manufacturer plate that's going to have all the data on it. It'll have the serial number and the model number. In that serial number is going to be the date of manufacturing. What I'll usually do is sometimes they're hidden with a letter, sometimes they're hidden with a number, like the year and date, the year and month that it was installed or manufactured. If you put into any search engine, you know, Bradford White water heater, look up serial number, put it in, it can give you the date. So with the internet these days, it's pretty easy to find that information out.
That's handy.
Really hard,
that's really handy.
But it's a lot easier these days, yeah. Uh-huh. So if you know you got an 8-year-old water heater, dude, have them replace the water heater. Because it's just a matter of time. You're living on borrowed time. If it's 6 years old, again, you probably only got a couple of years. I see them go out at 8 all the time. So you want to make sure that thing, you're not paying for a water heater the first year you move into that thing. That actually happened to us when we first moved up here. And I was working in San Francisco. Our water heater went out. My wife was by herself and we had to have a home warranty company come in and do it. And like most contractors that work for home warranty companies, wasn't exactly the best guy. Wasn't exactly the best install. I had to do some fixing on that. So yeah, home warranties are great because yeah, you get it done. But the majority of us contractors don't like working for them because they don't really pay you much money. So the guys that do work for them tend not to be the highest quality. I'll just leave it at that. I just want to make sure that, you know, ask them when the last time the water heater was flushed, you know, can it be flushed?
Right.
It should be flushed every couple of years. So every year to 2 years, depending on the water source. Also want to make sure that the flue is actually taking the byproducts out. So what I'll generally do is I just do old school. I'll turn the water heater on with either turning some hot water on a tap and make sure the thing turned on, or turn the thermostat on, let it burn for a little bit, let it heat up the chimney. And then I'll just take a piece of newspaper and light it on a fire, just a short piece, and then blow it out and put it up near the draft diverter at the top of the water heater and see if it sucks the smoke in. If it's sucking the smoke in, I know it's not, the byproducts aren't rolling out, and I know the chimney's working, or the flue.
I did not know that.
It gives you a visual representation.
Yeah, fascinating.
Of the chimney effect, that hot air rises, right? If it's not working, you have potential for getting carbon monoxide poisoning. So you definitely want to make sure that thing's working. Yeah, we got time for this. This is going fast. Sewer systems. This is a big one, man. Well, the first couple houses I bought, I did not check the sewer. Fortunately, I was lucky. But the last property we bought, we did have we did run a camera down it and visually inspect the sewer to make sure there was no breaks or things. This, I've been talking to realtors about suggesting this for a long time, but unfortunately, I'm going to say it. I heard it from one of my friends who's a realtor. He's like, yeah, realtors don't necessarily want to they don't want to muddy the potential for the making the sale. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they won't recommend that. Fortunately, the last property I had, my realtor recommended it. And we were buying from out of state, so I didn't have a camera. So, and he actually even had a company that did it for us. So
from personal experience, I would recommend getting that done. I can tell you that when I had already bought the home and had to have the guy come out with the camera, it was some scary stuff, you know, because depending on how old your house is and the part of the country it's in, has to do with the type of material went into creating your sewer. So we have broken tile from the
old clay pipe
everywhere. Yeah. And it was a little scary because it was,
in the Midwest,
underneath my driveway. Underneath feet of concrete, feats and feats, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's, and you had to hire to get that done, right? And that was like half the cost of the house.
It was,
you paid for the house.
Well, let's just say not everything got done, but yes, I mean, but it was a very big stress factor, and that would have been good information to have, but it didn't even dawn on me that I could, you know, get that done.
Have
ahead
that
of time.
Checked. Yeah. Cause I mean, for a new sewer, you're talking, you know, on the really low end, $5,000, and that's really low end. On the high end, if we've got to go out into the city part, where, you know, if you're hooked up to a sewer, you're responsible from that sewer from your house all the way to the main sewer, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars, because I have to shut the street down. I've got to get multiple permits. I've got to get flagmen. We've got to shore. We got to do all this stuff, and it's really expensive. So you might want to find that out before you buy the house, because it can be really, really, really expensive. And it could happen 6 months, like you, after purchasing the house. All of a sudden, that toilet doesn't flush.
It was about 6 weeks. But yes, correct. So get that done.
So definitely have that sewer line checked, you know. And to be honest, you know, if you have had issues, if you are living in a home right now and you've had issues with your sewer backing up, I recommend you have the sewer line camered, because it's not if, but when that, if it's already backing up, it's not if, but when that thing actually is going to completely fail and have catastrophic failure where we can't even clear it with a cable, it's just gone. And now and unfortunately things are not getting any cheaper these days. So better, you know, when's the time to plant a tree? Now, you know, when's the time to fix something? Now, because it's prices are, we've seen 35% increases in our equipment for HVAC this year. We're not even halfway through the year, 35% increases. It's insane. So anyway, I hope this helps you guys with buying houses and some DIY stuff. Cause I know people are still buying houses. People still get divorced and move and stuff. So, you know, people need spaces. So in any event, if you need any help with plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, you can reach us at 530-230-9092. That number again, 530-230-9092. And also, I forgot to mention, we've got a special going on through the end of this month, a $99 thorough electrical inspection. We inspect the panel, we inspect all the outlets and switches and things to make sure everything is installed correctly. And it's a safety inspection. We want to make sure we want to avoid house fires, because we've actually seen that where we've gone out and done inspections in the house and they were waiting to get things done and the house burned down. So get it checked out. With that, have a wonderful day. and we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.